Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. John 14:27. I am Rob West. Do you occasionally feel overwhelmed by anxiety? Or is it more of a chronic condition and often about your finances? Today we'll hear from a powerful speaker about how to recognize and overcome anxiety. And then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, we had an amazing number of great speakers at the recent Kingdom Advisors Conference in Orlando, the gathering of the Christian financial industry, and we want to share some of their insights with you. Today, we'll hear a short message from Pastor Steve Cuss, the founder of Capable Life and host of the Being Human podcast from Christianity Today. He reveals the one sure way to overcome chronic anxiety, financial and otherwise, by leaning on Jesus.
So if acute anxiety is a huge dose of adrenaline, chronic anxiety is more like a drip. You've got a little IV drip of adrenaline, and it's just drip, 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 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And this is the number one reason people burn out. Okay, so here's the playbook for chronic anxiety. It's generated by assumptions, expectations, false beliefs, and false needs. But you can imagine why, as a pastor, I've given my life to studying the science of chronic anxiety or reactivity, because my job as a pastor is to help people connect to the truth, Jesus. And so if we can uncover some false needs we have, we can learn to die to them and relax into the sovereignty of God. And it's a really powerful way to grow in our relationship with faith. We can use our anxiety triggers to actually open our soul up to God's presence. It's really something. So if anxiety is generated by assumptions, expectations, false beliefs, and false needs, what is an assumption you hold about yourself that's unreasonable? Those of you who put your hand up as perfectionists, I say this without meaning to be funny. What I'm about to say, I mean, perfectionist, almost every assumption you hold about yourself is unreasonable. I mean, think about it. When is the last time you looked at your work and said, that was well done? You're like, the point is to always chase a carrot I never reach. Here I am, all relaxed in the Lord, while you're on the treadmill to nowhere. Okay, and what you can start to notice is the way anxiety has a gospel. It has a competing gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ. I grew up unchurched. I was not raised in the church. None of my family are followers of Jesus, just my sister and I. And when I discovered the gospel of Jesus, I couldn't believe it. The idea, out of all of the gospels ever, this is the only gospel where the God pays and the human benefits. Every other belief system, the human pays and the God benefits. If you think about like the ancient sacrifice systems, even in the Roman Empire and the Egyptian Empire back in the days of Moses, human pays, God benefits. In the Roman Empire, Caesar Augustus, his nickname was the Son of God. And the most profound confession of faith in Rome was Caesar is Lord. And along come Luke and Paul and they say, nope. And the people paid and paid and paid, and Caesar got all the benefit. Those of you who are perfectionists, it will free you. This is deeper work, but it'll free you when you realize that perfectionism is a gospel that makes you pay for its benefit. God is not asking you to be perfect. God is asking you to be human-sized. You're expecting yourself to be perfect. You are living out of a gospel of self. And then you start to realize, like for me, people-pleasing. I'm not a perfectionist, but I'm a people-pleaser. And then I start to realize I can never please people enough. I can never please enough people. It is forever a carrot out of reach. Or you might say it's a treadmill. Chronic anxiety is like a personal trainer tapeworm. Do you have lunch today, by the way? You know, tapeworm, when you first get one, I don't know if you've ever had one, but when you first get a tapeworm, some of you are like, what are you talking about? I've never had a tapeworm in my life. When you first get one, you don't even know you have it. They're so small, but they feed off your energy. That's how they grow. That's what anxiety does. It grows consuming you. And then you're like, why is that tapeworm a personal trainer? Because he has you on a treadmill to nowhere, and he's pushing the go faster button all the way into burnout, and you're not getting anywhere.
Pastor Steve Cuss, speaking at the recent Kingdom Advisors Conference in Orlando. A powerful message. God doesn't want us to be anxious, especially about finances. We need only to be faithful stewards and trust Him to provide because He always does. Your calls are next. 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Every election casts itself as the most important ever. It's partly hype, but it can feel that way, can't it? It's hard to see past the present. But Psalm 2 gives us words to pray. It calls kings and rulers to fear God. Therefore, you kings, be wise, be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and celebrate His rule with trembling. So if an election is giving you anxiety, just remember, kings, prime ministers, and presidents will answer to the Lord. And every earthly ruler is under the kingship of the Lord Jesus. So today, pray for those in authority, that they will fear the Lord and rule justly. See more of Jesus every day through time in God's Word. Visit getanchor.com.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve with From His Heart Ministries.
We need to just say, Lord, I don't understand why these dark lines have come into my life, but I trust you because I know beyond any shadow of a doubt that you are good. See, I can come to a God like that who loves me, who's gentle, who's humble in heart.
Learn the depth of God's goodness. Join Pastor Jeff Shreve on From His Heart each weeknight at 6 Central. Here on American Family Radio.
What if buying groceries, gas, or dining out could help change lives? With Christian Community Credit Union's cards that give to missions, you can help spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children with every purchase at no cost to you. Apply for your card today. More information is available at joinchristiancommunity.com. That's joinchristiancommunity.com. The credit union is an underwriter of this ministry. Membership eligibility required.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
I'm so glad you're with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. It's time to take your calls and questions today. The number to call, 800-525-7000. Again, that number, 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you today with whatever's on your mind financially speaking today. Great to start with that message from Pastor Steve Cuss today. You know, financial anxiety is often present in our lives. You know, depending on how God wired us, we might be even more inclined to have some concern or some anxiety around money. We may hold it with a clenched fist, and it may occupy a lot of our thought life. How do we release that to the Lord? You know, Larry Burkett would often say that it's about the loss of things that trip up Christians, and that what if game that we can play leads right down the road to fear. And that fear is a spiritual trap because it takes our eyes off the goodness of God and it places our eyes on our circumstances. We need to instead see God as our ultimate treasure, lean into the open arms of Jesus, ready to receive us, our sustainer and provider, and release our fears and anxieties to Him. Now, I realize this may go beyond just anxiety that you can deal with on your own, and you may need to seek out professional help for that. But for those of us who just really, it occupies some of our thought life, maybe we lose some sleep over it, I think renewing your mind in God's Word is the absolute essential. Understanding God's promises are true. He can be trusted. We're actually working on a brand new resource to address this specifically. It's going to be a 21-day devotion that we'll have out this summer that is on fear and anxiety related to money, allowing you over 3 weeks to take every day and just renew your mind around a passage of Scripture with just some a few paragraphs worth of thoughts that help you apply what you're reading in God's Word to your life to hopefully help you overcome fear and anxiety. I can't wait to put it in your hands. It's called Look at the Sparrows. Our team is putting the finishing touches on it right now, and it'll be out later this year. By the way, if you'd like to receive all of our studies, we come out with our Faith-Fi studies four times a year. We send those to your door along with ministry updates and discounts on Faith-Fi Pro. When you're a Faith-Fi partner, that's just someone who supports the ministry here at Faith and Finance at $35 a month or more. If you'd like to learn more, just head to our website, faithfi.com/give. That's faithfi.com/give, and you can learn all about it. All right, we're going to take your phone calls here in just a moment. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We've got lines open today. We'd love to tackle whatever is on your mind, financially speaking. Again, 800-525-7000. No waiting. You can get through right now. Let me mention from the news today some information out about changes related to 529 plans, specifically as it relates to the FAFSA, that free application for federal student aid. Often, previously, folks that had 529s that were grandparent-owned, so you're a grandparent, you open a 529 to be a blessing to the grandkids, and you're saving there, the distributions from those grandparent-owned 529 plans were treated as untaxed student income on the FAFSA, and that then potentially reduced the student's financial aid eligibility by up to 50% of the distributed amount. Under the new rules that are rolling out as of the 2024-2025 school year, and this is due to changes in the FAFSA, these distributions will not be reported as student income, removing this negative impact on financial aid eligibility. This is going to remove the requirement for students to report cash support, including distributions from these grandparent-owned 529 plans. And this change is intended to empower grandparents to assist with educational expenses without affecting the grandchild's financial aid. Now, though distributions from the grandparent-owned 529 plans will not affect the FAFSA calculation, which is the primary driver of financial aid, at least need-based aid, they may still be considered in something called the CSS profile. Some private colleges use this profile to determine institutional aid. So the impact on financial aid might vary depending on the institution. But this is a big change related to the FAFSA, which again is the primary driver of need-based aid. I love the 529 college savings plan. Think of it like a Roth IRA, but specifically for college expenses. So you make after-tax contributions, the money grows tax-free so long as the withdrawals are used for qualified educational expenses. What is that? Well, this is not only tuition, but room and board, books, supplies, rent, utilities if the student lives off campus but is fully enrolled in school. They have flexibility in usage. You've got, of course, these tax benefits. And according to some other changes in the law, you will be able to eventually roll unused money, which is always a concern, unused money roll to a Roth IRA for the benefit of the student up to $35,000 and up to the annual limit. So it would have to be done over multiple years. It's got to be in there at least 15 years. So there are some requirements, but what it does is it gives you the peace of mind to know, especially as a grandparent thinking about, what if little Johnny doesn't go to school, college, he decides to go to a trade school or, whatever he might do, what are we going to do with that money? Well, now we can get that into a Roth IRA, at least up to $35,000 for his use way down the road. Imagine what that money could do growing for 40 years, in a tax-free environment. So I love the 529. This change specifically for grandparents is a big one, especially if you think the child would qualify for need-based aid. So be sure to check that out. I recommend savingforcollege.com, the website, if you're looking at a 529, because here's the thing. Your state's 529 may not be the best plan for you. There are in-state tax deductions, not federal tax deductions, but often, not in every state, but in some states, you'll get an in-state tax deduction for contributions to a 529 plan. But that benefit may be superseded by another state's plan's outperformance with their investments or their lower fees or both. And what savingforcollege.com will help you do is compare those plans across all the states across the country to your own state's plan to help you determine which state's plan is the very best. Most of them, nearly all of them, allow you to participate out of state. So check it out, savingforcollege.com. This could be a great way for you to bless your grandchildren, not affect their financial aid eligibility if that applies, and make sure that they have some money to go toward college, which we know college tuition inflation has been running around 7% and 8% a year. So it's continuing to just get out of sight in terms of costs. This will, of course, be a big help. So hopefully that's helped you today. So helpful to you today. Some news that's out related to next school year. All right, folks, we're just getting started here. I know Mike is in Texas. Mike will be coming to you right after the break. We're going to be headed to a break here in just a moment. But folks, let me mention, we've got some lines open today. We're ready to take your calls beginning in the next segment. Whatever you're thinking about in your financial life today, we'd like to help you look at those questions and decisions you're making through the lens of Scripture, ultimately making God your ultimate treasure, but helping you make those practical daily decisions in light of God's Word. So whether it's your spending plan that's out of control or debt you're trying to repay or some giving you're wanting to do and you want to do it wisely, or maybe it's saving or investing for the future, whatever it is, call right now, 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance, and we'll be right back.
So for God to speak is for God to engage in self-revelation. We only know God because God has condescended to speak to us.
The God Who Speaks is a 90-minute documentary that answers many of the common objections about the Bible's reliability. The film equips believers to confidently base their lives on the power of God's Word. It's available at streaming.afa.net.
FaithFi is grateful for support from OneAscent. OneAscent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. OneAscent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good. To explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values, more information is available at OneAscent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
Roe v. Wade is history, but sadly, the killing of unborn babies continues. AFA Action works to keep you informed on how you can help close legal loopholes and fight for the innocent. One way you can help is with your gift to keep AFA Action on the front lines in the battle for life. When you give, you'll also get free access to the Monica Kelsey story that details her mission to save abandoned newborns across America. Stop by AFAAction.net today. AFAAction.net.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
Rob West of Faith and Finance.
I'd like to take a moment to ask you to consider investing in the ministry that you know as American Family Association. One way you can support AFA's efforts is through your estate planning. You can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting the culture-transforming work of the American Family Association. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345, or visit afafoundation.net.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We're headed to the phones here in just a moment, 800-525-7000. Let me mention, though, Walker Wildman and I are doing a Facebook live stream today. It's called Preparing for Retirement Amidst Economic Uncertainty. That's right. Walker and I will be on Facebook Live at 11 Central, 12 Eastern, along with the team from the AFA Foundation. I'll be talking for a moment just about what's going on economically in the United States, how we look at that in the lens or through the lens of preparing for retirement. What do we need to know? And what are some practical steps we can be taking to make sure we're on track in preparing for retirement? We'll also have the team from the AFA Foundation there, and they'll be sharing some updates on their end. We'll talk briefly about charitable gift annuities as well and how that could be a really effective retirement planning tool for you. Check it out. It's just 30 minutes. It's today at 11 Central, 12 Eastern on Facebook Live. Just go to the American Family Association's Facebook page and you will find all the details there. Actually, if you'll search for AFA Foundation on Facebook, go to that website. You'll see the event. You can click in there and join us live at 11 Central, 12 Eastern, preparing for retirement amidst economic uncertainty on Facebook. All right, let's head to the phones. To Texas we go. Hi, Mike. How can I help?
Yes, sir. I just want to say I really enjoy your show. I try to listen to it every day.
Well, thanks.
But,
I had a question
about a financial advisor. I retired in January 23, and in 22, I was still working. And the company that, you know, one of the big firms that had my 401k, you know, they contacted me about, you know, a financial advisor and stuff. And I talked to him. And so anyway, I went with him and everything like that. But, you know, I told him I want to be real conservative, you know, because I'm retiring within a year and stuff like that. Well, to make a long story short, in like 6 or 7 months, you know, he lost over $100,000. So I finally just said, no, you know, I'll just take it back, you know, because I've always done the best. I could do better myself. Mm-hmm. So my question is that I've talked to a lot of different advisors, but how do you know, how can you choose, what are the steps to choose a good financial advisor? You know, they all say that, you know, they do good and, you know, they've done this and done that. But how do you know, what steps can you, or questions can you ask to really find out?
Yeah, that's a great question. I can certainly appreciate where you're coming from, Mike. And the bottom line is there's no way to know what an advisor necessarily will do from the point you hire them forward. I mean, you can get some clue based on, you know, a conversation around historical performance. And you might, you know, ask a series of questions around that. You know, what would clients who are in my kind of risk profile have earned historically, you know, using your strategy, whatever that might be, because there's a wide range of approaches, whether they use individual stocks and bonds, maybe they use mutual funds or ETFs or a combination of the three to build portfolios. But they could give you an idea of, you know, what that historical performance has looked like, even though they, of course, can't guarantee that that's any indication of what will happen moving forward. You do want to ask what types of investments they use, how they get compensated, how do they monitor, or how will you monitor, and how often will they report investment performance? You know, do they consider the impact of income taxes on investment choices? I mean, things like that. Ultimately, you know, you're looking for a trusted professional, you know, and I think that's where starting with the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation, we believe is a great start, because at least you know this person shares your values. They've met extensive experience requirements. You know, somebody who's been in the business 10, 20, 30 years, you know, typically if they're doing what you described year after year for their clients, they're not going to be in business very long. So that historical, you know, experience is important. They've had pastor and client references. They've been trained to bring a biblical worldview. But, you know, at the end of the day, you want to build a trusted relationship. You want to understand that their investment strategy aligns with what you're looking for. And given that you have some expertise and experience in this area because you've done it yourself in the past, obviously you'll be able to kind of talk shop with them a little bit and maybe get a little bit deeper than a typical client in terms of how they're going to manage it moving forward. And so, you know, I think that's about the best you can do. Of course, you know, if you look at their current holdings, for again, somebody in their risk profile, you could look at, you know, based on some of the, if they own mutual funds, how have those funds done, and, you know, those kinds of things. So I think just doing your homework, interviewing two or three, and then at the end of the day, you know, prayerfully select someone that you feel like is going to be a good fit for you because they've taken the time to get to know you, they're curious about you and what God's doing in your life, and you feel good about not only the strategy that they'll employ on your behalf, but, you know, the questions you ask around fees and historical performance. I think that's about the best you can do. I do think, despite your experience in the past, Mike, you know, when you build up the assets that you have over a lifetime and you've been working hard and you put away a nest egg, I think having that wise counsel, somebody who's arm's length, who's not emotional in terms of the buying and the selling, but can take more of a rules-based approach and a disciplined approach to investing, you know, is the better solution than managing it yourself, unless you have a particular expertise or skill set in that area. But I realize, you know, to some degree, you're trusting your discernment and, you know, in your interview process without having any guarantees about where the market's going to go or how their strategy will perform at the end of the day.
What's your idea on the being a fiduciary or not being a fiduciary in a financial advisor?
Yeah, I mean, I prefer a fiduciary. I'm not saying that's the only way to go. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, if somebody has a legal responsibility to act solely in the best interest of the other party, that's a good thing when it comes to making investment decisions on behalf of your clients. And so I think that would be something, you know, you would be want to be looking for and asking about in your interview process.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you for your help.
You're welcome, Mike. And yeah, I think, you know, as you interview other advisors, I would head to our website as a part of that process. You can find Certified Kingdom Advisors there in Texas when you go to faithfi.com, faithfi.com. Right there at the top of the page, it says find a professional, and you can search for the CKAs that offer the investment services. I'd interview at least two or three. There's also a list of questions right there that you can download to use as a part of your interview process. Faithfi.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us. 19. That's how many pairs of shoes the average American has in their closet. 1. That's how many pairs of shoes it takes to share health, education, opportunity, and the love of Christ to a child in need in the world. You can play a part in changing the life of a child today through Buckner Shoes for Orphan Souls. Visit giveshoestoday.org and find out how you can provide shoes for a child in need. That's giveshoestoday.org.
The Friends of Israel Today keeps a finger on the pulse of what's happening in Israel.
Yesterday, there were 66 new wounded soldiers, which in Israel numbers, it's a lot of
wounded
soldiers.
Yes.
relatively to the United States, it's like you had in one day 500 soldiers would be going wounded.
Yes.
Or 1,000, okay? The hospitals in Israel are full with the wounded soldiers. They get the rehabilitation and start now.
Hear the Friends of Israel today every Saturday afternoon at 2 Central on AFR.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit faithfi.com and click Find a CKA.
The American Family Association's mission is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. Our goal is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. AFA aims to evangelize the lost and disciple the believer. We aim to strengthen biblical marriages and equip parents to raise godly children.
Thank you for standing with the American Family Association.
Paying too much for health insurance? Frustrated by high deductibles and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high costs of healthcare. Take control over your healthcare costs with a program from CHM that could save you up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
So glad to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Hey, if you've never been to the Ark Encounter or the Creation Museum, a great opportunity. The American Family Association presents AFA at the Ark 2024. It's coming up October 31st through November 2nd. So next fall, registration is available. It's going to be hosted by AFA's Vice President Wesley Wildman. They provide transportation and lunch both days, plus a special presentation by Answers in Genesis. And I've heard the team from Answers in Genesis, Ken Ham specifically, in the past, fabulous. If you've not seen the Ark, it's amazing. The Creation Museum is spectacular as well. If you'd like to learn more or register, just go to afa.net/events. That's afa.net/events, and then just click on AFA at the Ark. All right, let's head back to the phones. We've got a few lines open, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. To Mississippi. Hi, Ann. Thanks for your patience. Go ahead.
Yes, I got the tail end of what you said. In the past, the 529 plans have affected the scholarship eligibility, but now that may be changing soon or is, and if that's not right, correct me, but I opened some of those years ago, but I closed them after that, after I heard that or whatever. I don't remember the details, but my question is now, how much can I give my grown children per year without it affecting my taxes or their taxes? And I would have to take it out of my retirement account to do it.
Mm, yes. Well, what I was saying, Ann, and you did catch that correctly. So beginning for the school year 2024-2025, based on changes to the FAFSA, grandparent-owned 529 plans, which were previously distributions, were previously treated as untaxed student income and therefore potentially reduce the student's financial aid eligibility by up to 50% of the distributed amount. Under these new rules, that will no longer be reported as student income, thereby removing that negative impact on financial aid eligibility, which does make this, once again, an attractive savings vehicle for grandchildren specifically, especially in the event that you think they may qualify for financial aid. And so that at least pulls that off the table, at least as far as the FAFSA is concerned. In terms of the amount that you can gift per year, whether you're giving that away or putting that into a 529 plan, it's $18,000 per individual. So you could give $18,000 to each grandchild. If you're married, you could give $36,000. Total. If you go beyond that, you just have to file a gift tax form, and basically that would not trigger any tax. It would just start coming off of the annual lifetime exclusion, which is now at $13.61 million for 2024. So you would just need to file that gift tax return and track the amounts given per year that are above $18,000, which you can do without any gift tax form. But again, let me just reiterate, because you go above the 18 doesn't mean anything is taxable to you or the recipient. It just means it's starting to chip away at that lifetime federal gift tax exclusion, which per person, you can give up to $13.61 million over your lifetime. And it wouldn't be taxable, at least based on the current tax laws.
Okay. Well, I'm just wondering, even if I should do it, because my youngest grandchild is 15 and a half, and my oldest is about to be 21 and almost finished with college. But
okay.
I'd have to, at my age, I'm 71, and I think I have about $350,000 in my IRA. And right now I'm getting, which is too much, I know, $2,000 a month out of it, plus my Social Security.
Yeah.
So, you know, I might live 20 more years nowadays.
Yes, ma'am. You're taking more. You don't have a required minimum at this point. Obviously, they've been pushing that out. If you turn, what is your age now?
71.
Okay. Yeah. So your required minimum is not going to start until 73. But you're pulling out more than what would likely be your minimum anyway. I think the question is, are you looking to do some gifting now out of that IRA, which obviously if you pull more out to give it away, you're going to create more tax liability because as that money comes out, it's creating a taxable event. Or are you wanting to just gift it, to your heirs at death? What are your thoughts at this point?
Well, I'd rather see them use it while I'm still alive, but then again, I want to be self-efficient. I don't want to depend on somebody else for my care, for my cost of living every year.
Yeah.
And I probably have too high of a cost of living. I like to shop.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Did you say you have about $300,000 in that IRA?
$350,000.
Yeah, and you're pulling a couple of thousand a month, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Too much.
So you're taking about double what I'd like to see you take, and I'd love for you to be only pulling around $14,000 a year, $15,000 maybe at the most. But that's okay. We just need to understand the implications of that. That this is, when you're not going to be able to sustain, an 8 or 9% withdrawal rate without beginning to pull that balance down over time. How is it invested currently?
I wish I had that in front of me. I'm with Wells Fargo, and I'm going to I keep saying I'm going to check with a certified Kingdom advisor and do something else. There's a lot in part of a good bit of it's in stocks and mutual funds and that kind of thing.
Well, that's probably a good thing because that is allowing you to hopefully offset some of what you're pulling out every year for sure. You know, it sounds like, I mean, I think your desire to help, I get that, and to be a blessing to them. There are ways for them to pay for college, whether that's, you know, working part-time or in the summer or maybe getting a part-time job. They can get loans, although we want to minimize that. There are not ways for you to fund your care for the rest of your life in the same way that there are for these, you know, youngsters just starting out that have the ability to work and even pay back some student loans if they had to. So I would kind of err on the side of you not supporting them now, despite your desire to do so, because I think it, you know, at this point, just based on your lifestyle and the assets that you have, I'd love for you to try to hang on to everything that you have, because if the Lord tarries and, you know, he's got a plan for you to live another couple of decades, I want to make sure this money lasts. And as you said, you don't, to the extent you can, want to be a burden on them, which I think means let's get the investment allocation right. Let's bless them in other ways. You can be a great grandmother walking alongside them, encouraging them, praying for them, but trying to do some significant giving to them right now, just given everything else you've got and the need to let this money last as long as possible, I think is probably not the best approach. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I figured that's what you say, but it makes me feel better because I want to do it, but I feel guilty if I don't do it.
You don't need to feel guilty.
I'm scared if I do it.
Yeah, you don't need to feel guilty. You pray for them. You be there for them, and let's pray that you'll have something that you can bless them with when the Lord calls you home, but I don't think now's the time to do it. Hey, God bless you, Ann. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It was a bad move. Target invited men who say they feel like women into restrooms and changing areas designated for women. They probably guessed other retailers would follow their lead, but they were wrong. Others saw that bandwagon was headed in the wrong direction. We're not ready to sacrifice the safety of women and children for the sake of progressive bathroom policies. Invite Target to make a better move. Sign the Boycott Target Pledge at afa.net.
Every weekday, strengthen your family and your faith with Family Talk.
I had the same brain when I was at the bottom of the class that I had at the top of the class. Exactly the same brain, but a different attitude. What does that tell us about our responsibility to develop the intellect of the people and our spheres of influence?
Don't miss Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson every weekday at 6:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Central on AFR.
Have you downloaded the FaithFi app yet? You need to do that today because this is going to make your life easier. Yes, you can manage your money through the in-app envelope feature, but also plan out future goals. I want to buy a house in 5 years, and I'm on track to do that. Here's also what I like. You can connect with people around the country. It's like social media, but better. Ask a question, get an answer, and share what you're learning about money and investing. So why don't you grab your phone right now and download the FaithFi app?
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Are you concerned about preparing for retirement amidst economic uncertainty? Boy, economic uncertainty is certain, isn't it? Well, Walker Wildman and I are going to be addressing that very topic at 11 a.m. Central today, 12 Eastern. We'd love for you to join us. It's all happening in a 30-minute Facebook Live. How do you participate? Well, if you're on Facebook, just head over to the AFA Foundation's Facebook page. You can log in at facebook.com, and in the search tab, just type in AFA Foundation, and right there at the top of the AFA Foundation's Facebook page, you'll see our event, for today, 11 a.m. Central, 12 Eastern, just 30 minutes, and you can say, I'm going. And then be sure to join us at 11 Central, 12 Eastern to watch the live stream where Walker and I will be tackling that question, preparing for retirement amidst economic uncertainty. We will also be taking your questions as well. Check it out today. It's all on Facebook coming up at 11 Central. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's head to Texas. Hi, John. How can I help?
Oh, I got a couple of questions. Yeah. At what age do you have to take out, like, say you have a 401k through Walmart or somebody? What age do you have to take it out of there?
Well, you don't ever have to take it out, and you don't even have a required minimum so long as you're still employed. But then once you separate from the company, and certainly when you roll it to an IRA, if that's what you do, which is what most people often do once they separate from employment, either because they retire or go to work somewhere else, they'll roll it to an IRA to keep it in that tax-deferred environment, but open up the possibilities in terms of the investment choices and the fees that you're paying and that kind of thing. But you won't have to take it out until age 73 when the required minimum hits. That's eventually going to 75 years old. And then the IRS publishes a table that says, okay, based on the balance in the account and your age and therefore your life expectancy, here's how much you have to take out every year. That would be the only time you have to take anything out.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we have some family members that one of them has dementia, and with the 401, and then her daughter's 50, had a stroke, and she's going to need some of that money to take out to live on. Mm-hmm. So is there a way to get it where it's not taxed so high and penalized?
Yeah. I think, so who is it that has dementia?
Okay, the mother.
Okay.
And she has a house. Is there any way to protect the house and the 401 without, you know, if she has to go in a home later or?
Yes. So what I would probably do is connect with an elder care attorney just to talk through all this. What is her age right now?
67, and okay. The daughter's 50.
Okay. So, and it's the mother's 401k, is that right?
They both worked at Walmart, and they both have 401.
I see. Okay. So, there is something called the rule of 55. This would be the first time that she'd be able to take the money out without incurring the penalty. So normally, if you're under 59 and a half, you'd have a penalty when the money comes out of 10%. And then you'd add to that, you know, any distribution is taxable. And so it would be added to the taxable income. So the 10 plus the tax federally and state tax, I mean, let's say that could be 30-35% right off the top. If you're 55 and you lose your job or leave your job, you can begin taking distributions from your 401k without paying that early withdrawal penalty, again, as long as you're 55 or older. So that would be the first thing. With regard to protecting those assets, I think that's where talking to an elder care attorney is going to be important. It's always important to have legal documents up to date, but certainly with the diagnosis of dementia, you know, or if a stroke, it's important to make sure those wills, financial power of attorney, healthcare power of attorney, that all of those are up to date. And then, of course, a living will or what's called an advanced healthcare directive. And then the estate attorney can help with the preservation of assets in the event that either of them need skilled nursing or to help them qualify for Medicaid while preserving the assets for the heirs. In this case, your mom, the mom for the daughter. And then, you know, if they have, as the dementia progresses, of course, they could likely have increasingly difficulty with money management tasks. And that's where having that trusted family member or caregiver selected to manage the finances is going to be really important. But some of those things can be put in place with, you know, an irrevocable trust or, some of the other tools that they have, special needs trust to protect assets and preserve Medicaid eligibility. So I think that may be the next step here, John, is to visit with a godly elder care attorney.
Okay. All right. Well, you've been very helpful. I appreciate your time.
Well, you're welcome, John. If you don't have somebody that you know of, you could reach out to a certified Kingdom advisor there in Texas. They would all have estate attorneys that they work with. And they would, you know, you could say, listen, I'm looking for somebody who's a believer. So just go to faithfi.com, click find a professional, do a search, and you could call any one of those CKAs and just say, I'm looking for a godly elder care attorney. Can you make a referral? And they would likely be able to do that without any trouble. Hey, God bless you, John. We appreciate you calling on behalf of your family members. Let's go to Ohio. Hi, Pam. How can I help?
Hi. God bless you all. I appreciate your program.
Thank you.
My first question, and I hope it's very simple, but I have my will and everything specified in there, how things are divided down as far as my house and et cetera, et cetera. I also have investments, and those are all have beneficiaries on it. My financial advisor says I don't need a trust. My kids are pushing me to get a trust to avoid probate. Is that, which is true, as
well,
long as everything is designated?
Yeah. Is it necessary? No, because eventually with a will that's valid and up to date, your estate, everything in it, your property, personal property and assets and cash, plus the beneficiaries that are named on the accounts will ensure that everything ultimately gets to the heir of choice or the ministry or charity that you designate. The beneficiary, the accounts with beneficiaries will pass outside of probate. They are correct that it will require the probate court to get involved, but it should typically be minimal in terms of time and expense if it's a fairly simple situation. You know, it happens every day, but it, you know, it will extend it a little longer than if you have a trust. And just in terms of, you know, could it take a month or a couple of months? Sure. If it's complicated, it could take even more than that. And there are some probate costs. Is it necessary? No. A valid will and up-to-date beneficiaries and other, you know, legal documents like living wills and healthcare directives is sufficient. The benefit of the trust, even though it's going to cost a little bit more than the will, is that, you know, it's going to pass all of it, well, anything in the name of the trust, which could be your home and other assets, will pass outside of probate, will not be a part of the public record, therefore it's anonymous, will not be subject to probate court costs, and could be managed by a trustee in the event you're incapacitated prior to death. Whereas a trust only goes into effect at death. So there are certain benefits, but you're talking a couple of thousand dollars probably to put a trust in place, whereas a basic will is probably more like 500.
Right, right. Now, my last will was made prior to my husband passing away. Everything was to come to me, and I did, that happened. But do I need to get my will updated now that my husband's gone? I believe the secondary was our children after,
yeah.
You know, if I passed, my husband would get it. Do I need a new will?
I would get it updated. You wouldn't need to,
okay,
to have a new will, but you would want to have it updated. And so I would,
okay,
go back to that. Yeah, anytime you go through a major life transition or you want to make changes to how you have, mm-hmm, you know, your estate distributed, absolutely, it's a good time just for that to be updated. Just that's going to streamline things, make it simpler.
Right.
You know, in terms of the fees, I mean, an uncontested probate or administration through appointment with no minors involved, I mean, you're talking probably less than $5,000 in probate costs.
Okay.
You know, it generally it's somewhere between $2,500 and $4,500. You know, again, it's totally up to you as to what your objectives are, but both will suffice. At the end of the day, though, I absolutely would get that will updated following his death.
And with the deed to my house, both my husband and I's name are on there. Do I need to get that changed, and does that take a lawyer?
Yeah, it's a good question. I would, you know, generally it's advisable to update the deed of the property. You know, the laws say that, you know, you are now the owner as a result of it, but you know, I don't think it's a bad idea. You would want to get an attorney to help you, you know, get that new deed recorded with the local county recorder's office. And I think that's a good idea, just to have everything current and up to date and exactly the way that it should be in light of, you know, who is currently living.
Okay. I appreciate your time, and thank you so much for your ministry.
Thank you, Pam. Hey, let me send you a gift just for being on the show today. There's a wonderful book called Wise Women Managing Money that was written by Miriam Neff after the passing of her husband, Bob Neff. Just about, you know, as you're stepping into this role where you're managing everything, not that you didn't manage some of it while your husband was living, but obviously you've now got all of it. And I think this will just be an encouragement to you. It was written specifically for widows as they step into this role of a financial manager and steward of God's resources. So stay on the line, Pam. We'll put Wise Women Managing Money in the mail to you, okay?
So much.
All right. Bye-bye. God bless you. Folks, that's going to do it for us. Just a quick reminder again, coming up at 11 Central today, 12 Eastern, Walker Wildman and I addressing preparing for retirement amidst economic uncertainty on Facebook Live. Just go to Facebook, go to the AFA Foundation's website. You'll see the event there and you can live stream it. It's only 30 minutes and it's all happening at 11 Central, 12 Eastern. We'd love for you to join us. We'll be taking your questions as well. Folks, thanks for being along with us today. Grateful for my team, Taylor, Robert, Devin, and the rest of the team here at FaithFi. May the Lord bless you and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.